Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this live. Let me tell you how live we are. It's March 13th. It's Friday the 13th. And it's raining in my region of the world. And it is exactly 10:32 a.m. Now, you cannot get any more precise than that. I just spilled some coffee on my foot. So, yeah, we're live. That hurt. We are so live. This is our morning mini show with Film Festival Radio. We do a lot of those for the great people at NBC Universal and all of their fine quality of networks under that umbrella. We're just so glad we're under that umbrella so that we don't get wet. But anyway, yes, our morning mini show this morning, we will have a very funny guy. He's an actor, he's a writer, a comedian. His name is, you know him, Ron Funches. He's you've seen him on Comedy Central. You've seen him on TBS's Conan. You've seen him on Fox's New Girl. You've seen him on all kinds of shows. Well, he is a regular on NBC's Undateable. He's been renewed for season two. Season two starts on March 17th, Tuesday, 9 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Season premiere, season two. Really funny show. Have you seen the promos for season two? The promos just cracked me up. You know the show. It centers around these kind of mix-match. It's like having a sock drawer full of mix-match socks. These guys, they're roommates. But they've got a new cast member this year with the season. We'll talk about that with Ron later. But anyway, these crazy funny roommates spend most of their time at one of the roommates, the character named Justin's bar, solving each other's problems and, you know, doing guy stuff at a bar. And that's where the crazy zaniness takes place. It is just a funny show, and that's why it got renewed. So Ron Funches stars as Shelley. Yes, he is Shelley. And we're going to find out what's going to happen, any new changes with Shelley, lots of changes with the show. These are good, positive changes. And we're just going to have a lot of fun with Ron. We had him on the show last season when they did the first season of Undateable. And, you know, I think that somewhere out there, we all seem to know a guy or two, whether it's in our families or whether it's in our circle of friends or coworkers, there's always somebody that's kind of like one of these guys in this cast. It just is. It's just the law of averages there. But, again, Ron Funches will be joining us. If you want to know more about Ron, he's still doing his stand-up comedy. You can go to his website, ronfunches.com, I believe. You know, I have to really be careful about giving out websites because I have a tendency to mess up websites. Are you one of those people, those website messer-upper URL people? Because I am. I'll tell you, I'm the first to admit it. So let me make sure I have his email address correct. Hold on. Let's see here. Yeah, it's R-O-N-F-U-N-C-H-E-S. .com, ronfunches.com. He is, I believe he's going to be going on tour, a kind of comedy tour. Man, he's a busy kind of guy. But, yeah, he sure will. On my birthday, March 22, he will be on tour. We're going to ask him all about that. He will be, is he and some of the cast members, Chris D'Elia, Brett Morin, they will be on tour on March 22nd in Ferndale, Michigan. So, again, go to his website or just go to Google and do Ron Funches tour, and it will give you all of the tour dates that these gentlemen are going to be coming to a city near where you live. Maybe it is your city. I don't know. We'll see. Well, while we're waiting for Ron to give us a call, want to also tell you about a show we're doing tomorrow. We're doing a Film Festival Radio Saturday edition tomorrow. We have some really cool guests. We have the artistic director and the founder of the Socially Relevant Film Festival out of New York City, which will take place in New York March 16th through the 22nd. And you should go if you are in the area. If you like good independent films, I highly suggest that you please go to the Socially Relevant Film Festival and just look at all the great films. Go to their website, srratedfilms.org. Let me make sure I have that right, too. I mean, I will really mess up on these websites. It's just, you know, some people can't, you know, they're bad with names. I am just one of those people who is not good with getting your URLs correct. It's just so much that you have to remember nowadays, and maybe I am getting to be an old chick, but maybe I'm not. Anyway, I did have the film, the incorrect. It's rated, RatedSrFilms.org, RatedSrFilms.org for the Socially Relevant Film Festival. That will, again, start March 16th through the 22nd. And we will have a show tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, where we will have the founding director of the film festival on. And we will also have one of the filmmakers who will have a film screening there. Kevin Wilmot is there, and his film is called Destination Planet Negro. And that's the title for you, isn't it? It's a very funny film. It's a satire, satirical film, but it has a lot of meaning to it. You know what? I'm not going to tell you too much about it because you need to tune in tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, right here on Film Festival Radio Show. And again, we'll have the film director. He's a producer. He's a writer. He's also an actor. Kevin Wilmot will be there. And his film, Destination Planet Negro, is one of the many films that will be shown at the Socially Relevant Film Festival. They will also have a lot of really cool parties. They're going to have a lot of very helpful and educational panels that you can attend, especially if you are a filmmaker. Maybe you need distribution for your film or just whatever, you know, the business side. Because filmmaking is a lot more than just, hey, I'm in the front of the camera. I think the most important aspect of it is behind the scenes. And once you learn the behind the scenes as well as the creative side, then, yeah, you might be the next Steven Spielberg or the next Quentin Tarantino or something out there, because these guys have mastered it quite well. Spike Lee is another one. It's just lots and lots of them. But, again, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., we will be chatting with the founding director, artistic director of the Socially Relevant Film Festival, in addition to Kevin Wilmot, the producer, creator of the film Destination, Planet Negro. And if you'd like to see more information about that particular film, go to Planet Negro, yes, planetnegro.com, and you will find even more information about that. Okay, let's go now to our guest. Good morning,
Ron. And being supportive of our friends. Hi.
Ron, how are you?
Doing real well. How are you?
I'm already laughing. Because I knew you were coming on. So I was like, okay, get ready to laugh. Get ready to laugh. Okay. Season 2, March 17th. It's on and on. And what are you going to be doing March 17th? Are you going to be on the road? Are you guys going to be a party, Season 2 premiere? Are you going to be tweeting live? Or what's happening?
We're all going to be in Austin, Texas, at South by Southwest.
South by South. Really?
Yeah. So we'll all be there. It'll be a nice little premiere. It'll be fun. We'll be doing some stand-up. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, man. Have you done South by before?
No, I've been to Austin a couple of times, but never done South by. I'm very excited. I'm a big fan of it, so I can't wait to actually go for that. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, man. Brace yourself. It's going to be the ride of the century. It's like the roller coaster ride of the century or something like that. It's going to be fun. And you are so perfect. Your show is so perfect for this kind of an event, man. Oh, wow. Well, okay. Season 2, Undateable. You guys are back. I understand you got a new cast member, Bridget.
Yeah.
Tell us about her. What's up with Bridget?
Oh, I'd love to tell you about her. You know, she's wonderful. She's a great singer. She's a pop star. She was on a Disney show called Good Luck, Charlie. I never saw it. I feel like I'm out of the demographic. If I had seen it, it probably means I'm a kind of a weird guy.
But, yeah, me too.
But a lot of kids love it. She's hilarious and a sweetheart, and she's really come in and kind of filled out the cast. And I call her like the missing piece. We didn't even know she was missing. She was like a little puzzle piece that was under the couch, and we found her, and now we got our puzzle complete. Now you can see the dolphin. It's fun.
Okay. So now that you guys are back for season 2, starts Tuesday, what are some changes? Any, in addition to Bridget, any other changes in the show?
I think you just see more of an ensemble cast. You know, we get, I think, you know, people know the premise of the show now and have, you know more about Danny and Justin on the show. And so you get to see more of the other characters and things flesh out and us go out and really interact with Detroit more. Detroit's a bigger part of the show. But we still, you know, mostly just in the bar making fun of each other, trying to help each other find love and stuff, like good friends. It's really fun.
And so, Shelley, your character, what's up with Shelley? Any upcoming surprises with Shelley or what?
Well, I think you get to just learn more about Shelley, get to see what he does for a living and some of his outside activities, and you get to see him go out on a date and just just get to know more about him. So I think it's really a good year for Shelley.
So Shelley is not so undateable after all this season, I see.
Not as much.
Well, I tell you, Ron, I was looking at some notes here, you know, scouring through here, and I thought this was kind of interesting. Somebody brought up the point that even though the show is set in Detroit, season 1, you were the only black person on the show. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but I shouldn't. As you can see, I still think it's funny. But what's up with that? Are you guys going to fill in the coloring book with that?
You'll definitely. I mean, it's a really, I never really think about it that much, but I understand that. I mean, I know, when you watch a show like Friends, I feel like that was the weirdest of all, that they never really had black characters and it was in New York City. But you definitely see more color on the show this year. There's some different love interests. There's a lot of different races. I think just the diversity is, and from Detroit is, you'll see it a lot more in the season for sure.
Okay, so when you do your comedy, you go to Detroit to do a stand-up? People recognize you from the show or what? Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Detroit's very, I think especially because that character is very pro-Detroit and super loves Detroit, that people have responded to that. Whenever I go to Detroit, they always treat me very nicely.
So being on a show titled Undateable, has that like amped up your dating life more so than it was or what?
Well, I think having money and being on a show at all will amp up your dating life. So
yeah.
I don't know if about the title really helping, but I mean, in general, I just always, I mean, I'm a shy guy in general, so I don't really,
no,
you don't see me tomcatting about that much. But, you know, I love ladies, and I'll find, I have a nice lady that I like right now, and she's very, I'm very much in love currently, and then she's a happy, she's a wonderful girl. So right now, I am undateable, but not undateable.
Undateable. Okay, ladies, he's undateable. He's living up to the title of his show. He's off the block, off the market. Okay, somebody told me to ask you this question. They're a big fan of yours, and they were, we know, of course, the world sees this. A lot of brothers are getting into hosting game shows, Steve Harvey, Cedric, The Entertainer, and just on. So, if you know, if you had to host a game show, were any of them out there that you would like to host, or is that something you ever thought about?
Yeah, I never really, I do love game shows, so immediately some come to mind. Like, I like the show, and people don't really know it that much, but it was called Press Your Luck, where you just kind of hit a button, and it would be like big bucks, no whammies, and I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the show that I would like to host would probably be Supermarket Sweep, because it's fun, and you get to hang out in the supermarket, and people get to run around. I don't know if you ever saw that show, but it's really just all about running around in the supermarket. I love it. I'd love to bring that back. That would be fun.
Getting free food and stuff. Yeah, I remember that show. I was always like, wonder what store. Could I ever be in the store when they're doing that? How do I get selected? I think you would be good with that. I really do.
Yeah,
really
I think so. It would be fun.
Well, now I understand that you cast members from Undateable. You guys, you know, like you said, on the 17th, you're all going to be in Austin. So when you're not on Undateable, you guys tour, do comedy tours together? What is that like?
Yeah, it's really fun because, I mean, we're all friends, you know, in real life. It's not like an act. Like, we all enjoy each other and hang out, and we all enjoy each other's comedy. So it's fun to go out on tour. Even when we're not touring together as a group, you know, a lot of times Ricky, who plays Bursky on the show, he'll open for me, or Brent has opened for Chris before in the past. And, you know, we're all like working with each other. It's just fun. It's fun when you get to do your job with your friends because, you know, you're not lonely and you get to have somebody you really like around.
So when you guys are out on the road, do you hang out in kind of act like your characters, you know, solve your problems over a beer or in a bar, or do you do it out of a video game or something?
Well, mostly, I mean, it's just us hanging out, talking about comedy. I get sometimes we'll get some random phone calls from Ricky or Brent about a girl or something. And it is actually pretty similar to the show, actually. We just make fun of each other and try to help each other meet ladies.
Oh, okay. Well, now, when you're on the road, who is the thought of the odd couple in mind, who is Felix as far as neatness and who is Oscar as far as sloppiness among you guys?
I'm probably the sloppy one. I throw things around on tour. And Ricky, who plays Bursky, he's definitely the most particular one. He actually already asked me. He's like, we're going to be on tour on 12 days. So do I need to bring 12 pairs of underwear or how do I want? And I was like, well, you can get them washed. And he's like, does that mean someone else is going to touch my underwear? I'm just going to bring 12 pair. He's like, he's definitely the particular one.
He is so channeling Felix. Oh, my God. That is funny. I didn't even know guys even carry 12 sets of underwear with them on the road, man. Oh. Okay, he wins the vote. Yeah, he wins the vote for sure. Did we lose Ron? Oh, we lost you, Ron. Okay, we only are allotted, as you know, when we do our morning mini shows, we're only allotted 10 minutes. And they actually gave me an extra 2 minutes. Thanks. Thank you, conference call operator. But anyway, Ron Funches is a lot of fun. And it's no accident, I assume, that he is in comedy because his last name, the first three letters, are spelled out as Fun. Ron, I think you were just born to do what you do, and you do that so well. As you can see, he just had me laughing before he even signed on. I don't know why. He just exudes that comedy aura about him. I really love his comedy. But anyway, Undateable will be premiering season 2 on March 17th, Tuesday night. And as you heard, Ron and the cast, the guys from the cast, will be having a ball at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. So go to the South by Southwest website, find out exactly which venue they will be appearing in, and, you know, go say hello to them, autographs, whatever, selfies, the whole, you know, the fan thing. I think they will be more than appreciative that you did. Okay, we are out of time for this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Ron, for bringing some laughs this early in the morning. And we will see you guys tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, on a one-hour edition of Film Festival Radio. Again, we will have filmmaker Kevin Wilmot, who is the producer, writer, director of the independent film Destination Planet Negro. And we'll also have the director and the artistic, artistic director of the socially relevant film festival, Nora Armani, on as well. And once again, the socially relevant film festival takes place March 16th through the 22nd. In New York City, you can go to their website, Rated, R-A-T-E-D, S-R Films, F-I-L-M-S, .org. You can get the screening times, the tickets, parties, panelists, what the panels will be about, just the everything, workshops. It's got a lot of jam-packed information, and they're expecting to have over 30 countries represented from around the world. Filmmakers were flying in from around the world to attend. So if you are in the New York area or plan on being there, I think this will be a great film festival for you to attend. Okay, I've said enough. We are out of time. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow on another edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.